Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you another episode of They Said They Meant, where prospects say just about anything to get you out of their offices. Sometimes, when they're declining your offering, they point to some qualification that you don't have, then claim that that is the basis for their decision not to move forward with you. It sounds something like this. We were really hoping to work with someone with more experience, or we need someone who speaks Spanish, or has an advanced degree, or once lived in Belgium. You get the idea. Just anything that you're not. Now that may be what they're saying, but is it also what they mean? Is it the truth? No. I mean, don't you think they knew that you didn't have that particular qualification before your pitch meeting? Is it likely that they didn't do any due diligence on you before they agreed to a meeting? That's not usually the case. Normally, before they give you a meeting, they've done some internet research, they've talked to your clients or other folks with intelligence about you, and the meeting is to decide whether you're a fit. So when they say you're lacking in some qualification, they mean you're not a good fit. So what do you do about that? What you don't do is take their comment at face value and run out and try to correct an immaterial defect. I'm sure you know someone who has gone into debt pursuing a graduate degree because they were told that a purported educational deficiency was holding them back. You probably also know someone who's tried to learn a foreign language because they were told that a lack of language skills was the problem. A good education and foreign language skills are important qualifications, and if you feel like you want to improve in those areas, you should pursue them, but for yourself, not for anyone else. I speak only conversational Spanish, but I've never had a Spanish-speaking business owner fire or refuse to hire me due to my language deficiency. Why not? Because I can hire Spanish-speaking staff. And if I demonstrate that I'm the person who's best at making them money, they will do business with me, period. It doesn't matter my language skills. It doesn't matter my gender. It doesn't matter my color, because this is business and money is green. So if someone is essentially telling you you're not qualified, don't waste your time trying to get qualified. Spend your time demonstrating that you already have the only qualification that matters, and that is the ability to improve their bottom line. See, you failed to do that in your pitch. That's why your prospect decided that you weren't a good fit. Because all things being equal, people do choose the person who is most like them. It's your job to get your prospect to realize that all things are not equal. At Sales for Lawyers, we offer sales training every November, where we teach attorneys how to separate themselves from the pack, win more deals, and grow their books of business. Visit our website, www.sales4lawyers.com, and click on the training tab for more information. That was our last They Said They Meant episode. Remember in the beginning I said there'd be a quiz? That quiz is on our website. It's only 6 questions because there were 6 episodes of They Said They Meant. If you learned the skills taught in each episode, you should get a perfect score. If not, go back and listen to the episodes again and keep listening to them until you get it. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Join me next week when we'll be learning something different.